Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning, Crusaders. Coming to you from the Crusade News Desk in the Northern Shenandoah Valley, I'm Celeste Youngblood with your news headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. Homicide charges for five Navy officers, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the second of this week's Hermits. A major art treasure is making its appearance in Britain, and marriage becomes a free-for-all. Because it has crossed the Crusade News Desk approximately 1,000 times, I feel obliged to notify you that President Donald Trump is healthy, mentally fit, and needs to lose about 10 to 15 pounds. That said, let's take a look at news we didn't know. Time is reporting that the Navy has announced the forthcoming charges in the cases of the two Navy ship collisions which claimed the lives of 17 sailors last year. Admiral Frank Caldwell decided that four officers of the USS Fitzgerald, Commander Bryce Benson, two lieutenants, and one lieutenant junior grade, will be facing criminal charges including negligent homicide, dereliction of duty, and endangering a ship. From the USS McCain, Commander Alfredo J. Sanchez is being charged with negligent homicide, dereliction of duty, and endangering a ship, and a chief petty officer will be charged with dereliction of duty. In addition, there are four crew members from each of the two vessels who will be facing additional administrative actions, including non-judicial punishment. An investigation by the Navy into the two collisions concluded that not only were the two ships subject to bad judgment on the parts of its officers, but the crews were not adequately prepared for just this type of situation. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Anthony of the Desert. "The devil is afraid of us when we pray and make sacrifices. He is also afraid when we are humble and good. He is especially afraid when we love Jesus very much. He runs away when we make the sign of the cross." Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Anthony of the Desert. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Considered the father of monasticism, St. Anthony of the Desert, or Anthony the Great as he is often referred, was born in 251 in Heracleopolis Magna in Egypt to wealthy landowners. He, like his acquaintance St. Paul the Hermit, was orphaned as a youth at the age of 18. He was given charge of his younger sister, but inspired by Jesus' counsel in the Gospel of Matthew to sell everything and give to the poor if you wish to be perfect, he did, in fact, sell everything, and placed his sister with a group of Christian virgins. Anthony lived in the desert, wore skins, slept on the ground, and ate bread which was brought to him, but only after sundown. Eventually, a group of men who visited St. Anthony and decided to stay with him to be taught by him formed what we might call the first monastic community. However, they lived in solitude, came together to worship and be taught, and then again returned to solitude. St. Anthony died at a ripe old age, like St. Paul the Hermit. He was 105. St. Anthony the Great, pray for us. You probably learned about the Bayeux Tapestry in world history when you studied the Norman conquest of England in 1066. The tapestry, which is almost 230 feet long and 20 inches high, tells the story of the conquest and has been housed in the Bayeux Museum in Normandy, France, for the last 950 years. The Daily Mail reports that French President Emmanuel Macron has agreed to lend the Bayeux Tapestry to England. This is the first time it has ever left the country. It is notable that although the tapestry depicts the conquest from the Norman point of view, it represents the defeated Saxon soldiers respectfully, and the work was done in the style of Anglo-Saxon art. The lending of the artwork is in conjunction with an expected announcement of heightened defense cooperation between England and France. How long England will have the Bayeux Tapestry and where it will be displayed is still unknown. One British government official affirmed that rather than serving as a reminder of historic English-French hostility, this move, quote, underlines both governments' recognition of the depth of a relationship rooted in our shared history.
And that's the news. Now it's time for the muse. Celestial musings, that is.
In this Celestial Musings, the oddest story crossed the Crusade news desk yesterday evening. It was about these two New York socialites named Quentin Esme Brown and Peter Carey Peterson, who got married in Vegas. Now, these two people were very upfront. They are not in love. They are not going to be consummating their marriage. They are best friends and are choosing to, quote, finalize our commitment to partnership. So, okay, here you have a couple who is making a decision to marry based on something a little more concrete than just feelings, and they are deciding that theirs will be a celibate marriage. This is starting to sound sort of ancient, if you ask me. Isn't this the sort of arrangement that our modern culture scoffs at? Well, not exactly. It's actually quite awful, because this is not going to be a celibate marriage. The bride and groom will only be celibate with each other. And are upfront about the fact that, and I quote, "We are still dating others and will continue to seek love in all its forms. We are just each other's hearts and wish to begin our journey towards evolution, because the more we face reality, the more we can see that there is no right or wrong." There is not enough mouth bleach or ear bleach in the world to clean up the swill that just poured forth out of my mouth and into your ears. And for that, I apologize. But is this going to become a thing? Arranging open marriages of convenience where your spouse is the one who has your heart, but sexual partners come and go? What sort of love is this? I have oh so much more to say about this in the noon newscast. For more news headlines, follow me at my Twitter handle at Crusade Newscast. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.